gorgeous jazz lovers. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Today, we have a very special episode lined up for you. We have Ori Dagan, a jazz vocalist, composer, and social media influencer, joining me a little bit later on in the show for an interview. I'm going to be asking him all about his brand new album, Click Right Here. I'm also going to be asking him about his incredible live streams that he was doing during the pandemic, where he reached a global audience online. Very cool. So definitely stick around for that. We have some great music lined up for you today, too. We have a brand new track by Jacob Chung. We have music by Jocelyn Gould and Queen Kong and so much more. So this is going to be a great episode, everybody. Buckle in. But before we get to the music, I have a couple of things to tell you about. First of all, if you love our show and you want to join in on all the fun on social media, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Radio. You can also tweet us at OG Publicity. Let me know what your favorite track of today's episode was. Ask me a question. Let me know of an artist that you want me to interview. You know, whatever it may be, tweet me. If you love the show and you want to listen to past episodes, you can find all of our episodes on Mixcloud and Spotify, and you can listen on demand. All you have to do is search up Orange Grove Radio. And lastly, if you really enjoyed a track, but you didn't hear the name of the title or the artist, you can find all of our detailed playlists for every single episode over on our website, orangegrovepublicity.com. We are just a couple weeks away from our one-year anniversary! Woo! I'm so excited. It's going to be a really special episode, and it's going to be featuring me as your host, but also Ernesto Cervini, who is the co-producer and co-founder of this show. He's going to be hosting it with me, too, so definitely stay tuned for that. I'm so excited. It's going to be a great one. Since Ori Dagan is our very special guest this episode, let's start the show off by playing a track from his album, Click Right Here. This album was inspired by technology and social media and what it means to be a jazz artist in the social media world today. Click Right Here is Ori Dagan's very first album of solely original music. It offers a joyful escape from and timely reflection upon a world spinning out of control. This is The Social Media Tango by Ori Dagan. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Follow me, follow me, follow me. Follow me, follow me. Maybe I'll follow you. The Social Media Tango. It's sweet and juicy as a mango. It's like a digital fandango. How crazy will your fellow man go? He'll burn his fingers just like Django. He'll cut his ear off just like Van Gogh. There is no end to where this can go. The social media tango. Click right here. Follow the coolest link. Send me a comment. Tell me what you think. Have no fear, there's no stand here. I'm just dying to connect. The social media tango, it's sweet and juicy as a mango. It's like a digital fandango. How crazy will your fellow man go? He'll burn his fingers just like Django. He'll cut his ear off just like Mango. There is no end to where you can go. The social media tango. Have you deleted me, or is it simply in my head? Follow me.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. To be thrown into the fray is to enter an intense situation without notice. Frey is also the Yiddish word for free, and for Queen Kong, this double entendre couldn't be more apropos. The Toronto band's debut album, Frey, was created during a time of worldwide uncertainty, when all paths forward seemed unclear, during a time of unraveling. Frey stands as a strong unifying statement, merging myriad influences to create something unique and powerful. We're going to be listening to the track Kavod 19, which features Lori Wolf on drums and percussion, Michael Winograd on clarinet, Max Forster on trumpet and electronics, Nathan Del Vandenberg on trombone, Tom Richards on sousaphone, and Graham Campbell on guitar. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Kavod 19 by Queen Kong from their album Frey on Orange Grove Radio. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Golden Hour is guitarist Jocelyn Gould's sophomore album. A follow-up to her 2021 Juno-winning debut Elegant Traveler, Golden Hour further explores her musical character and personal development. It showcases her virtuosic guitar playing and dynamic compositions, and introduces her voice, which is featured on several tracks. Golden Hour features 6 original compositions and 4 American songbook standards. The album is steeped in traditional jazz guitar history, paying homage to guitar greats such as Wes Montgomery on Willow Weep For Me and the solo guitar style of Joe Pass on Sweet Lorraine. Gould is joined by a group of internationally acclaimed musicians, including world-renowned bassist Rodney Whittaker, drummer Quincy Davis, and pianist Will Bonis. This ensemble follows in the footsteps of many of the classic guitar quartet records, which have inspired Gould. She rounds out the group with Monk competition-winning saxophonist John Gordon on 3 tracks. When you listen to Golden Hour, you will hear swing, blues, memorable melodies, and Jocelyn's signature, rich, natural guitar sound. This is A Cottage for Sale by Jocelyn Gould from her album Golden Hour on Orange Grove Radio.
A little dream castle with every dream gone is lonely and silent. Shades are all drawn, and my heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. Our little dream garden has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. When I reach bridge that we're known. There's empty space. The keys in the mailbox, the same as before.
Hi, this is guitarist Jocelyn Gould, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 101.5.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. If you love the show and wish that you could listen to all of our episodes, you can on demand. All you have to do is search up Orange Grove Radio on Mixcloud and Spotify, and there you'll find all of our episodes ready to listen whenever you'd like. Coming up next, we're going to check out a track by Stu Harrison. His album, Volume 1, was his debut album, and it was released in November of 2016. This album features up-and-comer Stu Harrison on piano, and it also features two Canadian jazz icons, Neil Swainson on bass and Terry Clark on drums. We're going to be listening to the track In Your Own Sweet Way, and I hope that you enjoy. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Coming up next is a brand new track from a debut release. Toronto saxophonist and composer Jacob Chung's debut release, Epistle, is a swinging 45-minute album of original music written for quintet. This release marks a new era for Canadian jazz, signifying the hope and promise of a new generation's coming of age in a post-COVID world. The musicians on this record are a handful of the most exciting young Canadian talent. We have pianist Felix Fox Pappas, drummer Petros Ananos Takos, and bassist Thomas Hanbuck, who at 24 years of age is the band's eldest member, comprise the rhythm section while trumpet player Kristen Antonacci joins Chung on the front line. The six-track album features Chung's Epistle Suite, which reflects the joy of the gospel message through a commitment to the spirit of swing. Rounding out the album are three hard-driving bop tunes, each a contrafact on a familiar form. Iconic Canadian tenor saxophonist Mike Murley is quoted saying, "Jacob Chung is one of the bright musical lights of his generation. While he is just beginning his journey, I have no doubt we will be hearing wonderful music from him in the coming years and decades." We're going to be playing the first track from the album. Tweet us at OG Publicity. Let us know what you think. Is this the future of jazz? This is Triage by Jacob Chung on Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. On this show, we play the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz, and we have brand new music to celebrate. Ori Dagan just came out with his new album, Click Right Here. It's a very interesting album. It has a large ensemble that plays, a bunch of horn, a ton of musicians from Canada are, you know, featured on this album. There's even a rapper. It's very cool, very modern. And the theme is all about the internet, social media, and this age of technology. I had the great pleasure of interviewing Ori for today's show, but first, let's listen to the first track from the album, which is entitled Viruses. This one features Jane Bennett and Eric Flo and Samways. When talking about this song, Viruses, Ori says it's a reflection on the daily struggle with theft, trickery, and deception in the digital age, which has essentially obliterated our trust in strangers. This is Viruses by Ori Dagan, which features Colleen Allen on tenor sax, Allison Young on alto sax, Andrew McCanch on trumpet, William Karn on trombone, Jane Bennett on soprano saxophone, Shannon Butcher, Jessica Lalonde, and Melissa Lauren on background vocals, Nathan Hiltz on guitar, Attila Fies on piano, Alex Bellegarde on bass, Ben Whitman on drums, and of course, special guest rapper Eric Flo. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Viruses on Orange Grove Radio.
Careful what you do, careful what you don't do, careful when you click and where you share, careful what you open, careful what you search for. Don't you know they're hoping to leave you in the lurch for viruses? They're everywhere, viruses. They're everywhere, viruses. They're everywhere, viruses. They're everywhere. You can't say I don't care.
You can't say I don't care.
You gotta beware.
You must be
just like insolence, just like violence, just like ignorance. And there is no consequence.
What's behind us? They claim to know who's to blame, but it's still too vague. Really, who's the tyrant? I ain't playing in this game, I'm tired. At the same time, can't be silent. I got humble fever, but if I don't jam, then it guns won't either. Okay, check this. What if love was infectious? Any other bug, we'd be in a rut. With this in the tuck, we're protected. But we ain't got enough of it, it's hectic. To heal, we need a new perspective. For real, our nature's been neglected. Hate how hate goes viral every second.
I'm writing to you from the government. Your computer has been infected. Click right here to download the software that will in turn steal your data before you get a chance to say,
Viruses, they're everywhere. Viruses, they're everywhere.
Hey, viruses.
Oh, they're everywhere. Viruses, they're everywhere.
Check this out. That's inflammation for your information. Been the doctor and I've been the patient. Never in the matrix. I pop from all these viruses. Life is still amazing.
You can't say I don't care. You gotta beware. Viruses.
Careful.
Hey, how you doing? This is Canadian saxophonist Jacob Chung, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 101.5.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. And I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And I am so excited to be chatting with jazz vocalist, composer, and social media influencer, Ori Dagan, here today. Hi, Ori. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Woohoo! Congratulations on the release of your brand new album, Click Right Here. I heard that you just had a very special release show here in Toronto. Can you tell us about it? How did it go?
Thank you so much. It was at the Elma Combo, and it was a dream night. It was sold out, and it was really, really well received. So it was a beautiful night.
So I have some questions to ask you about this album and some other random questions. So we'll start with the album. It's very exciting. From what I understand, this is your first album of fully 100% original music. And tell us, why did you make that decision? And what did that process look like for you?
Well, you know, I've been doing jazz now for 23 years. And music my whole life, but jazz I got into about 23 years ago. And I first got into it by listening to the great Ella Fitzgerald. And so I did get into it through standards, and I used to do only standards. And I love doing standards still. I still to this day enjoy doing that. But somewhere along the line, I kind of just thought I need to start to write songs because I had more things to say and more things to express. And it's always been my vision and my ambition to bring jazz to younger people and to make it more accessible to more people. It's something I've really thought about for quite a few years. A lot of times I go out to the clubs here in Toronto and I see a full room of people, if we're lucky, of jazz listeners, and sometimes they tend to be elderly people. So it's always been in the back of my mind, like, what are we going to do in 20 years? Like, we've got to keep things moving. Now, I must say that sentiment was especially strong for me about 5 or 10 years ago. I feel like right now our scene is really engaging with a lot more with younger people, both in the audience and the people that are making it. But it's really been an ambition of mine for a long time to write music. It's also something that's been challenging for me. So on the first three albums, this is my fourth record that I've released, but the first three albums, they had one or two originals each. The last one had five originals. So I've been working towards more original music, but it's been challenging for me and it's very time consuming. So it kind of took a pandemic to make it happen.
Well, congratulations. And you know what? I think that it's pretty special and it makes a lot of sense that one would work on learning the tradition of jazz for 20 plus years and work on your craft and then have, you know, 20 years later, boom, a full album of original jazz music. That's pretty special. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Thank you. Yeah. It's cool. And the thing about it that I really love is that this album is really a concept album and has a really strong thematic sense. Now, I must say, this album couldn't have happened without the support of Factor, Foundation Assisting Canadian Talent on Recordings. And I did apply to do an all-original album about jazz music. That was what the initial idea was. And I received the Factor grant January of 2020. So, of course, as things changed in our world, I just thought, there's no way that I'm releasing an album about jazz during an apocalypse. Like, I need to make something a little bit more relevant. And in the back of my mind, for a long time, I wanted to write an album about technology and social media. And it started with a song called Googleable, which is on the album. But I first recorded that song in 2012. And that was my first time ever doing a really modern song that I wrote about the search engine Google. That's what it was about. And finally, after all these years, I thought, you know, once we hit the pandemic, I realized this is the right time to release this album, to write this album, to record this album, because now we are so much more reliant on technology and social media. I thought we were before, but now, boy, that's all we've got. So that was kind of the fuel. Also, when I was writing the album, I had a lot of interesting experiences on social media. I was doing, for the beginning, the first year and a half of COVID, I was doing a live streamed concert from my living room every single week. And it was really a blessing in disguise. It got me through because I was able to reach people and make people happy and entertain. And that's really what I think my job is. That's what my calling is. So it was really cool. It was an amazing way for me to deal with what was going on. And I'm really, really thrilled that I was able to put it together.
That was one of the questions that I wanted to ask you. I wanted to ask you about these live streams because so many people, you know, especially artists, were feeling down in the dumps during the pandemic, especially the isolation period, and, you know, out of creativity, out of fuel. And it seems like you were just going hardcore, full of fuel, playing every day. And not only that, but I happen to know through conversations with you personally that you've reached a ton of people from all over the world by doing these live streams. Can you tell us just a bit more about that experience?
Oh, absolutely. So first of all, I must say I was petrified to do this because, first of all, because as a performer, you get your energy, at least I do, from an audience and from hearing people clapping and you know, yelling out a song or whatever. So to do it without an audience, just from your living room, it's really challenging. And I had a gig booked on March 27th, 2020. That is Sarah Vaughan's birthday. And I was going to do a tribute to Sarah Vaughan with the freaking phenomenal Bernie Sinensky, you know, one of the greatest piano players in Canada. And of course, that couldn't happen. But something in my heart just said, just do a live stream, just do it. And I was very scared. My piano chops were very rusty. Before that point, my rule was I will only accompany myself on the piano if it's a charity gig and people can't ask for their money back. But I just did it, you know, and I thought there was just something in me that fueled me to do it. I thought I was only going to do it once because it was so scary. And the response I got, like I was reading the comments after, and it was people were in that moment, people really were in a panic state. They were not sure what they were going to do and how long this was going to continue. So the response I got pushed me and inspired me to do it. I just committed to 4 more weeks. I just said, okay, I'll do the month of April because it's Jazz Appreciation Month. And what else am I going to do? I might as well do it. And so I did a bit of promo on Facebook for it. I boosted the events. I made Facebook events and I boosted them. And I started to get such an amazing response from all over the world. I started to get someone in Europe said, someone watching from Spain, I think, they said, is it any way that you could do it earlier? Because I really want to watch it. So for a little while, I did shows at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m. And it just started to grow. And before I knew it, there was a whole bunch of people started to share it in Brazil. That's where I got my first big following from the show. All over Brazil, people were watching it and sharing it. And then in Mexico and Portugal. So it really was fascinating. It turned out to be a really positive experience in that way, because I was all of a sudden able to reach so many more people with my music, and it really gave me a lot of purpose. So that was basically my 2020, as I was doing these live streams and I was writing this album, and I recorded it September of 2020. So when I look back on that year, it was so crazy. I was really on deadline too. So I kind of wrote most of the album that summer. And it was really, really intense. And that's actually when I had to take a pause on the show, because I woke up one morning in like June and of 2020. And I said, holy mackerel, I'm going to be in the studio in 3 months. And I have like 2 songs. I am so dead. So I just kind of said to my audience, I'm like, I'm taking a little break. I'm working on this record, you know. So, you know, it's always, I really believe in that expression of doing your best to make lemonade out of lemons. And that's kind of what this album Click Right Here was about.
My last question, based on what you just said, is there a potential for an international tour coming soon, maybe south of the border?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, it's definitely starting to come together. I'm going to have some, I'm going to be touring a little bit in the summer of this year. And, all I can say is stay tuned.
We got to get you to Brazil. We got to get you to Portugal.
That would just be the best. That would just be the best. And of course, I'm always open. If anyone wants to invite me, I'm down. And you can follow me on my socials to find out where I'll be at. But I am in the process of planning some exciting touring.
What are your handles for your socials?
It's all Ori Dagan Jazz.
Woo! All right. Everybody follow Ori Degen. And thank you so much for being here and for joining us here on Orange Grove Radio. We've been playing your tracks for a couple of weeks now, and we're going to keep playing because there's so many great options. It's a beautiful record. So congratulations. And everybody stream Click Right Here by Ori Degen on Bandcamp and all streaming platforms.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. Hi, I'm Ori Degen, and this is Hashtag World, featuring Jane Bennett from my album Click Right Here on Orange Grove Radio. Hashtag world got me going crazy. Everything is clickable, yet so full of bull. Living in a hashtag world makes you feel so lazy. Lounging there, you click, 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 click. Hashtag pretty slick. Message sending, message read. Notifications lose their charm. Somebody's trending. Are they dead? Or is it a false alarm? Living in a hashtag world, everybody's viral. It's a downward spiral. Whoa, man, catch up if you can. Living in a hashtag world, always getting faster. Don't let haters drag you down. Don't even let them make you frown. Living in a hashtag world can make you all nostalgic. Magically you're way back when. Here we go again. Envoie de message. Message lu. Les notifications perdent leur charme. Somebody's trending. Are they dead? Or is it another false alarm? Living in a hashtag world. Here's a hashtag legend. Check her on the internet. Hashtag Jane Bennett. Try your call again. This is a recording. At the sound of the tone, please enter your name, followed by the pound key. What do you mean, what's a pound key? Living in a hashtag world, and there's no escaping. Betcha someone's taping this. Pretty soon we'll reminisce. Hashtag world.
You've been listening to Orange Grove Radio. You know the drill, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. And I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And as always, thank you very much for tuning in. It was so much fun to put this music together and to be able to interview Ori. I love doing interviews, so if you have any requests for a special guest, please feel free to tweet me at OG Publicity. I look through all the tweets, I read them all, and I love hearing from you. So definitely tweet me at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. And if you want to listen to our show as a podcast, you can find us on Mixcloud and Spotify at Orange Grove Radio. And lastly, if you want to see the detailed playlist of every single show, you can find them at orangegrovepublicity.com. Closing the show today is a track entitled Coral Castle by the Parker Abbott Trio from their album The Wayfinders. This album was released in 2014, but it is an Orange Grove Publicity favorite. So we hope that you enjoy, and we'll see you next week. All right, bye-bye.
And salutations. Welcome again to another edition of Under the Covers on your favorite radio station, Indie 101.5. I'm your host, John. Welcome back to the second show of two. It was very surreal last week coming back after a gap, we'll call it, where I learned absolutely nothing and I still need training. Gunner would be proud. It is the 9th of June, 2022. It is currently a wonderful day outside. If you've not been out, I highly recommend stepping outside. It's 21 degrees outside the station here at corner West 5th and Fennel. On today's show, we'll have some fun stuff. We'll have some covers of the Kinks from the likes of the Pretty Things, Mo Kenny, Ethan Hawke. Yes, the actor. Yes, Ethan Hawke. Fountains of Wayne. We'll also get to some covers of a band from Sweden, ABBA. Well, it covers from Blinker the Star, the DGs, who is, of course, the Fighters, Portishead, Sharon Van Etten. We'll hear from Blinker the Star, Golden Seals, Placebo, the Lumineers, Norah Jones, and the Tea Party. Hour number two is not too bad. It's okay. Usually better than hour one. We have some Sadies, The Band, Justin Rutledge, Offspring, Big Sugar, Galaxy 500, Lou Reed, Kurt Vile and the Violators, Susanna Hoff, Susie and the Banshees, Uncle Tupelo, and Florence plus the Machine. Welcome to Under the Covers on your favorite radio.